Cold wind.
Mm-hmm. Are there other words for drought?
Arid?
Mm-hmm.
No, just, boy, a drought is a drought. Terrible.
Okay.
How did we say that? Is that drought or drought?
You can say it any number of ways. I mean, that's why it's an item.
Is that? Oh, okay.
In my survey. People say it all different ways. And, grasses that you would cultivate on a farm?
Grasses that you'd cultivate on a farm. Alfalfa?
Mm-hmm.
Is that more?
That's what a lot of people say, yeah, alfalfa, because that's what people grow out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or rye?
Cotton and chili and all those things are different kinds of what? Out here, the farms, when they farm and
crops.
Mm-hmm. And an uncultivated crop is called what?
An uncultivated crop. Dry land farming, no?
Sometimes I've heard them called a second crop, because what happens is you harvest and then another crop grows up and you don't really tend to it, but then you harvest it again anyway and make a little extra money.
That happens with alfalfa.
Oh.
Pardon me, sometimes. I don't know.
Okay. What are some local trees?
Oh, well, mulberry,
mm-hmm.
Chinese elm, Russian olive, and then of course the fruit trees and pecans, pecan trees.
A grove of pecan trees would be called what?
A grove of pecan trees.
Okay, have you ever seen a tree, we don't have it here, but it's it might grow up in Cloudcroft, I'm not sure. It's tall and it has really pretty shaped leaves that fall down in the fall. And
aspens.
Well, mm-hmm. Aspens are up, that's another one I was going to ask you about too, so that's good we got that out of the way. But this tree drops a burr as its seed, I guess. And it leaves these burrs all over the place. Have you ever seen that?
Burrs. Is it a form of a pine tree?
No, it's a deciduous tree. It's a tree that drops its leaves in the winter. It has these big, it leaves all these really big, beautiful leaves all over the place. But it also
maple?
Drops. No. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of sycamore?
I've heard of sycamore, yeah.
Yeah.
We have in Cloudcroft? We don't have them here, do we?
Maybe we have them in Cloudcroft. I've never seen one here.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because when I was in Georgia, I would walk to school and I'd see all these things on the ground, all these burrs, and I'd say, where is this coming from?
Do you like it in Georgia?
Yeah.
Do you? No, I guess it's Alabama. I have friends in Alabama.
I like the South. It grew on me.
Well, sure. It's beautiful.
It's hard to see out, though, because the trees are so big.
Well, that's where I'm spoiled. I mean, I love to visit like that, mm-hmm. where there are trees and greenery.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, when I walk around this racetrack and the expanse, mm-hmm. it's just awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love the feeling of space. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. These things are called what, these plants?
Well, according to our friend Alice, those are Texas ivy vines.
Oh, okay. Are there other kinds of creeping vines or brush that you know of in El Paso?
Well, a lot of English ivy.
Mm-hmm.
I have that all down mm-hmm. along the base there.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see what other vines. Honeysuckle vines.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have honeysuckle.
Are there some cactus that you know?
Ocotillo. And I think they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And the yucca. And I don't know what you call those that raise those pears. What is that?
Yeah, it's close. Pear is part of it.
Yeah.